This month, the U.S. Army Reserve is celebrating 116 years of service in support of our nation and the generations of citizen soldiers who play an essential role in our nation's defense. Army Reserve soldiers balance their military service with careers, family, and personal passions, and have succeeded in the workplace and on the field, at home and abroad. Now here to explain the Army Reserve soldiers, how they're preparing to serve, lead, and shape the future is Brigadier General Fred Hockett, a Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army Recruiting Command. Brigadier General, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time and getting up with us this morning. Good morning.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to talking to you about the Army Reserve and our 116 years of service to the nation.
Absolutely. It is right to point out that the Army Reserve is different than the Army here in Colorado Springs at Fort Carson. The Reserve is celebrating its 116th birthday. The first question I got to tell you, I mean, I looked at your resume. It's amazing. Can you tell us about your career and how you got where you are today?
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. I appreciate that. So I joined the Army 2 days after my 17th birthday, went to the basic training on the split option training program. So I was able to do my initial entry training between my junior, senior year of high school, come back for a year, and then I went out to my advanced individual training at Fort Benning, Georgia. After that, ended up coming on to active duty for a little while and was actually stationed right there at Fort Carson for my first assignment before getting selected to attend the military academy at West Point, and then spent about 30 years in the Army and the Army Reserve.
Very prestigious, and we thank you for your service. Tell us about the types of soldiers that are in the Army Reserve.
So we've got soldiers from all walks of life, literally C-suite executives, college professors. We've got people who are tradesmen or tradespeople and teachers, students. As a matter of fact, we've got a country music singer who recently came back into the Army Reserve and a gold medal Olympian as well as a U.S. astronaut.
Wow, that is amazing. What's the significance, as we are going to talk about the 116th birthday, what is the significance of the Army Reserve's 116th birthday?
So our the Army Reserve has been a Federal Reserve since 1908, when we were founded to be a medical reserve corps for the U.S. Army. It allowed doctors, nurses, other providers to be able to continue their civilian jobs while being ready when the nation needed them to come and serve the nation. Since that time, we've evolved into a much more diverse force that's capable of supporting the Army and has supported the Army for that 116 years across a broad spectrum of jobs, including military police, military intelligence, sustainment or supply type jobs, as well as cyber warfare, civil affairs, and signal.
And for some people, it takes time, right, for them to join the Army Reserve. But for others, they know that service is their path and they want to pursue it right out of high school. The question is, does the Army Reserve have any programs for teens who are interested in joining? Because a lot of people, a lot of parents are, you know, suggesting where these teens might be doing what they could be doing for a living. But getting experience in the Army Reserve would be worthwhile, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the programs I alluded to earlier was how I joined the Army, which is a split option training program. That program, whether you're a high school student at 17 years old, with parental approval, of course, or you are a student in college, allows you to break up your training to ensure that you're able to continue your time in school while also serving the country. And then while you're doing that, you're attending your one battle assembly a month, and then you're typically summer training. You can finish school. Another great opportunity for people who maybe they made a decision a little later, if you're a high school teacher or a teacher, you can do the same type of training program. So it's Great for teens, but it's also great for people who are going to try to figure out how they want to continue to do their civilian job and serve the nation in some way.
That's well put. And we got about 30 seconds left. What's the key takeaway you want our audience to know about the Army Reserve?
I think the best thing that they can do is do their research. If they are interested in service to this nation, go to usar.army.mil. Find us on the social sites at Go Army, or talk to a local recruiter about ways that they can serve in more than 120 different career fields around the world.
Brigadier General Frederick Hockett, thanks for joining us. Thanks for the service. We appreciate your time. You're always welcome back. And again, thanks for your service.
It's my pleasure. You have a great day. Really appreciate it.